Ladies and gentlemen, good day, and welcome to the Central Bank of India Q3 FY 2023 earnings conference call hosted by Antique Stock Broking Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Raju Barnawal from Antique Stock Broking Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks, Lizanne. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Antique Stock Broking, I welcome you all to the Central Bank of India's third quarter FY 2023 earnings call. I thank the management team of Central Bank of India for providing us this opportunity to host the call. From the management, from the senior management side of the Central Bank of India, we have with us Mr. M.V. Rao, sir, MD and CEO, Mr. Vivek Wahi, Executive Director, Mr. Rajiv Puri, Executive Director, Mr. M.V. Murali Krishna, Executive Director, and Mr. Mukul, Chief Financial Officer. Now, without any further delay, I'll hand over the call to Rao, sir, for his opening remarks, post which we can open the floor for Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, Rao, sir.
Yeah, thank you. Very good afternoon to all of you. First of all, let me thank each one of you.
This call is now being recorded.
Yeah, thank you for each one of you for giving your time. I'm very happy to share the highlights. I feel that by this time you must have gone through the presentation which we have uploaded in the website. Key highlights, just I would like to share with you, the total business now it stands at 5.53 lakh crores. That is 6.54% higher than the previous December 2021 quarter. Gross advances, it stands at 2.08 lakh crores. That is YOY growth is 14.73%. Within this advances, let me share with you the RAM and corporate book, which is balanced now it is at 66.58% RAM portfolio with 34% of corporate credit portfolio. The credit risk weight of the asset portfolio is 63.29%. Coming to the deposit side, total deposits now stands at 3.44 lakh crores. That is 2.12% higher than the previous December 2021 quarter. CASA stands at 51.22%. You may be having certain doubts on the deposit front, where our growth on the time deposits, you know, that is a little bit in the minus 1.2% because we don't had any requirements of the deposits as our CD ratio now inched up to 60%. We had a lendable resources of 35,000 crores. That's why we have not ventured to garner the high-cost deposits. Coming to the CD ratio, now it is 60.77%. Coming to the profitability parameters, operating profit now is at 1,807, which is increased by 44.21% with the previous year. Coming to the interest income on advances, it is 3,937 crores. NII stands at 3,285, which is up by 19.93%. Net profit, that is this quarter we have recorded 458 crore. That is 64.16% higher than the previous December quarter. That is, at that time it was 279 crores. Overall for nine months, net profit is now stands at 1,011 crores. If you see the previous entire year, financial year, net profit was 1,045 crores. Coming to the efficiency ratios, your NIM stands at 3.77%. If I include the one-off item, that is, it stands at 4.07%. ROA is at 0.50, ROE at 1.86, and slippage ratio 0.37%, and credit cost 0.36. If I include the proactive provisioning, that is upfront provisioning of the requirements of the future quarters, it stands at 1.72. Cost to income ratio is 57.02. And coming to the asset quality, GNPA, right now it is at 8.85%. In the previous December, it was at 15.16. And net NPA, now it stands at 2.09, compared with the previous December quarter of 4.39. Coming to the PCR, that is provision coverage ratio, now it stands at 91.72%. This is the key highlights, and without losing much of the time, I would like to open the floor open so that we can have interaction, whatever the clarifications you require, that we can provide you. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone wishing to ask a question may please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Ashok, from the line of Suraj Das from BNK Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for giving me this opportunity. Congratulations on a good set of numbers. Sir, a couple of questions. First one is, if you can explain the one-off items that is included in the NIMS.
This is interest received on the income tax refund, and it is at 242.37 crores.
Okay. But I mean, for last, few quarters, I mean, there has been this, interest on income tax refund. So I think, this is, do you still consider it as a one-off? Or, it is like, let us say, reoccurring item in going ahead as well.
No, we will never take it as a recurring or reoccurring one. That's why we have given a separate illustration for that.
Okay, understood. So second question on the staff cost side, there is a sharp increase of around 500 crore staff cost. Sir, what is the reason? Any sharp changes here on the staff cost side?
Here, number one is around 98 crores we have provided for the wage revision, because in November this settlement is due, and we have provided around 98 crores for that. And another 22 crores we have provided for the family pension liability. Remaining is only upfront. That means the liability that may come for the March, for the pension liabilities, leave encashment and gratuity, that we have in one way front-loaded in December by equal proportion.
Okay. So, sir, next quarter, you expect the staff cost to be at a similar level of 1600 crores, or you expect it to, go, little bit down because you have taken something on upfront?
See, it depends on the rate movement. Suppose if due to the rate movement, our requirement for terminal dues comes down, so to that extent, the staff cost also would go down.
But it will never be more than 100 crores variation won't be there. Not more than that.
Okay. Understood, sir. Sir, the third question is regarding the recent RBI guideline on this ECL transition. So, sir, have you done any, analysis on that and any impact that, you can share anything on that? What would be the impact for, let us say, Central Bank of India? Given that, if we transition from the current, incurred loss approach versus the ECL approach?
No, this one is just we are also evaluating, because we are also calculating what will be the impact on our capital. Still, we have not arrived any final numbers. It will be very premature on our part to say anything on that. But definitely, we are not much concerned on that front, the way initial numbers that are there on my table.
Okay, understood. So the third question is that on the restructured book, Sir, if you can just highlight how much of the 7,200 crore restructured book would be still under moratorium and how much has already resumed billing, and also what is the GNPA percentage in the overall restructured book?
Just a minute. Yeah.
Moratorium, except around 2,000 crore, others have already started repayment. And the restructured out of the December stock of 7,200 crore, my regular SMA 0 is 68%. The slippage ratio is for the 9 months is 16%, which include one big corporate group of one. If you remove that, only it is 6.5% of other slippage ratio, only 6.5% of the restructured book for the entire 9 months. So I don't think major slippage for the current quarter also. So it will be within the range only. And except the corporate group account, the corporate, no other corporate account slipped for the 9 months.
Understood, understood. So just to reconfirm the number, so out of the 7,000 crore, 3,000 crore has already resumed billing, 200 crore has resumed billing in December.
5,000 already started, 2,000 is having still some moratorium.
Okay, okay.
Interest has started, principal moratorium.
Yeah, interest payment started, principal repayment moratorium is there in 2,000 crores.
Okay, okay. And sir, last question, sir, on the security receipt side, so how much provision you would have on these security receipts? Is it fully provided 100% or how it is?
100% we have.
Okay, sir. Okay. Thank you so much, sir. And once again, congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ashok Ajmera from Ashcon Global. Please go ahead.
Thank you for this opportunity, and my sincere compliments to Rao Saab, all the three EDs and the entire top management team of the Central Bank of India. Quarter after a quarter now, you are improving your results and showing very good performance, and the bank has again come back in the reckoning, you know, achieving now the past glories. So compliments to you, sir.
Thank you.
I have a couple of some observations and questions. And I hope I will not be disturbed by the moderator when I ask some 3-4 questions and some observations. One is, sir, we would like to know the roadmap for the digital journey, sir, for the bank, because we understand you have allotted a very good budget for it, and you are going to make it a, you know, mini digital bank in the bank. So can you little bit highlight on that, sir? This is my first question, sir, or rather some information.
Okay. So as far as the roadmap for the digital journey is concerned, you all know that all the public sector banks are having the CBS, which is as old as 2 decades. Now there is a need and necessity for us to have a agile infrastructure so that any product or any offering that has to be made to the market, time has to be reduced. For that, we have to have some tweaking in the CBS, and making some changes in CBS is not advisable because of the size of balance sheet and the way transactions that happens. For that, what we thought is to create a bank within the bank. The bank which is going to be created will be a digi bank. For that, we have started Cent Neo project, for which separate building is hired. Almost 65 IT new personnel were also recruited. And we have also onboarded one of the good consultants for our onward journey that already started. And this new CentNeo, that is a digital bank within the bank, will be catering to the requirement of the digital natives and also the customers who are on the traditional CBS channels, who are mature enough to carry out their transactions only on the digital channels. And these both the CentNeo, that is a digi bank, and the traditional CBS will have the coexisting layer so that there won't be any disruption as far as the transactions are concerned for the customers of both the entities within the bank. That is the concept on which we are moving. Thank you.
Good. And sir, what is the time span? You anticipate for at least going full-fledged digital on this? I mean, some time frame?
It is in phases. And first, reaping of certain benefits will start from the 16th month. and then it will gradually evolve, and what we are eyeing is 24 to 28 months for the maturity.
All right. So my second question is, sir, you are doing very well, reasonably well on the recovery front. Now, sir, going forward in this January-March quarter is going to be very happening quarter from the recovery point of view and some of the accounts getting settled. So can you give some color on that how much is NARCL, the account, and the amount which is going to go that will reduce our gross NPA? And also on the overall picture or some color on the that Shrey, I think that you have got some stake in that also. So can you just please explain something on this recovery front in the coming quarter?
The recovery front, whatever the amount we have on the net NPA, which is around, 4,061 is the net NPA, okay? So whatever the resolutions that will be happening on the gross NPA side will be adding to my bottom line. And coming to the accounts which are in the gross NPA, which is, yet to be settled, I don't think we have any brighter view on the NARCL accounts which are going to be settled within these 2.5 months. But certain good auctions that are happening at our front, just a few days back also, we could able to auction one property for 137 crores. So like that, we are getting, certain good recoveries in the accounts that are already provided.
My last question is this round, sir, is on...
Our guidance...
Yeah, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
NPA is, yes, sir. It will be in between around 1.75. Now it is 2.09. It will come down around 1.75. That is the guidance we are giving.
Yeah, 0.34% reduction further in this coming quarter. Sir, something on the credit growth. You have done well in this quarter, actually, as compared to the previous quarter. So going forward also, we are going to see in this January-March quarter also around 4.5% to 5%. I think 9,000 crore was in this quarter, if you net out net to net. So is it going to be the same trend, or it is going to improve further from here, or might slip from here? I mean, the credit growth.
No, the credit growth we will maintain the similar trend. We are not going to be much more aggressive nor much more docile. It will be a very balanced growth we would like to show.
And the ratio between corporate and this thing will remain that 35-65 or that 34-66, whatever.
Yeah. 65-35, what the previous quarter we told, plus or minus 5, but still we are at 66-34 right now.
I believe, sir, our CD ratio, you said, is 60.77%. So there is a lot of scope there. But but looking at the capital adequacy, how do you span it out? I mean, like, you have extra SLR, that money you are going to take it, or how are you going to meet this credit growth?
As far as credit growth is concerned, I am comfortably placed as my lendable resources. We have around 35,000 crores. There is no issue for me as far as the credit growth. Okay. Coming to the CRAR, that is the capital adequacy is concerned, yes, now with this quarterly results, we will be, because already we have the board approval to raise the 1,500 crores of Type 2 bonds, that we will be approaching the market maybe within a span of 1 to 1.5 months.
But not looking at reducing the equity of the government. I mean, not...
That is not at all in our control or in our domain to comment.
And last thing, sir, on the treasury front, sir. This quarter, our treasury income was 97 crore as against 199 crore of the in the last quarter. So how do we, calculate the next quarter coming in with maybe another 25 basis point might increase by RBI? So looking at that, we are comfortable on treasury income and profit, and even that mark to market, also I think some amount has been, there has been some loss on the revaluation of the investment of 33 crore. So how in this coming quarter, January-March quarter, do we see this treasury spanning out?
See, Mr. Ashok, actually our if you consider our net M2M in our treasury products or treasury portfolio, total investment portfolio, we have no M2M provisions this quarter. And going forward, we are expecting max 25 basis point increase.
Yes.
We are fully immune to that by way of our hedging and various hedging products. My modified duration is very low. It is just above one for SLR AFS. We don't see any reason because our view is that interest rates, there will not be in this quarter at least, there will be max 125 basis point interest rate. We don't visualize my modified duration is just above one, and my PV01 is also very low. It is around two.
Yeah.
We do not foresee any MTM provisions significant at all.
Okay. Thanks a lot, sir, for this round of answering my questions. If time permits, I'll come back again with a few more. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. All the best.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Shrey Hemant Gandhi from Arihant Capital Markets Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir. So my question basically is on the loan growth front. Like, in the loan growth of the bank was quite robust at around 6% on quarter-on-quarter basis, while the deposit growth continued to have a lag. So what's your strategy on the deposit mobilization side? That would be my first question. Sir, if you can answer, please.
Yeah, yeah. See, that's what in the initial opening remarks I made it. We are not aggressive in garnering the high-cost deposits because we have enough lendable resources at our disposal. That's why we are not that much aggressive on the deposit. Having said that, now this quarter we will be focusing on deposit mobilization also. For that, special products we have already released in the market, and a good traction is coming. Another point what we would like to highlight is my 65% of the branches are in rural and semi-urban area. So these are all the feeding lines for me for CASA having the 51%. So there, you know, I do not have much competition as far as deposit mobilization is concerned. Since as per the market trend, we do not want to lose out on the further accretion. That's why we have improved the rate in certain time buckets of the term deposits.
Okay. Okay. Sir, one more question from my side. Like, what would be your outlook on the margins as we are near to the high level of around 3.8%? So, is it sustainable, and or how we have an outlook for going ahead for that, for the margins?
See, earlier previous quarter we have given the floor level of 2.75, and this time having witnessed the increase in the rates, whether it is the repo or MCLR, we will be giving the floor level of 3.25 for the March quarter. And it will be above that only. What I mean to say is the floor, that is 3.25.
Okay, sir. Yeah. Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sushil Choksey from Indus Equity Advisors. Please go ahead.
Sir, congratulations to management and team of Central Bank of India for stable results.
Thank you.
Sir, with all the growth enablers in place, which have been taken by the current management team in last 12 to 18 months, and you have initiated digital transformation journey too. So, if I look at a 12 to 24 month or an outlook beyond that, a central bank with direction which you have given of 65-35, so MSME RAM, what would be outlook on retail businesses? And I would like to know what is the unutilized credit limits today, or what is the sanction pipeline?
Sir, here let me put it in different buckets. As far as the corporate is concerned, we would like to maintain that 65-35. So in that range, because having I on my CRWA, that is credit risk weighted assets, that is right now at 63.29. On the corporate side, I have unutilized lines around 2,500 crores. And further sanctions around 4,000 crores, it is in the pipeline. But all these things we have evaluated in terms of what the repayments we will be receiving in this quarter. So as far as the calculations, the way we have done earlier and we have succeeded in achieving our estimates, in the similar way we are doing for this quarter, and we are confident to maintain the similar thing in the corporate book. Coming to the RAM segment, that retail is almost, it is growing at the rate of 21%. So that will continue to be there, because one more driving force, that is the co-lending, which is also doing well right at this moment. The original forecast what we have given for March is 5,000 crores that we will be achieving. Now, right now we are at 4,100 outstanding is there. So these are all the growth areas or growth drivers as far as the retail is concerned. So any further clarification, you are welcome.
Sir, what is the indicator CD ratio you are assuming for March 23?
We will be around 64 or 65.
That answers my question. Second thing, sir, co-lending, we have been a market leader with the number at 4,000 already achieved, and many more partnerships may be emerging. With the digital initiative you have taken, can this become a bigger growth engine for the bank along with the retail section where housing loans and maybe some other loans are doing well?
Yeah, yeah, exactly, exactly. See, for this limited, for this quarter, whatever the guidance we have given, we'll be achieving. But going forward, this will be a one more driver for growth, this co-lending partnerships and collaborations, what we are undertaking. That will be a major growth driver.
So when you transform into the digital banking, these partners will be part of that journey, that's what you mean?
Exactly.
Okay. So what is the digital spend you would be doing for this year and next 2 years?
See, our total outlay for our digital bank is around 1,500 crores. That will be spread out for three and a half, that is around 36 months to 40 months. So that is the total budget we have.
Inclusive of the consultant and the rollout and
yeah,
everything.
Yeah, yeah, all infra, people, all the things, whatever the, you know, fintech players who will be onboarding for this, all those things.
So seeing our CASA, we are one of the most stable numbers if I take next last 5 years. And this is not coming from urban or metros as many other banks would have. What kind of initiatives are we tapping for those customers to increase our fee income or product marketing, or maybe reach out to those customers with many more enablers where central bank has a larger pie?
See, as far as the rural and semi-urban, yeah, it is not that now these customers, you cannot take them granted. And whatever the products that are to be offered, whether on the, you know, this ancillary services, maybe on the insurance front or in the stocks or in mutual funds, all those things are we are making available to them for the investment.
So are you envisaging our fee income would be a much larger pie in coming years from where we stand today?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. That has to move up, because that is another area where we will be focusing from 23-24 FY onwards.
So the fee income can take care of the digital spend, you think, sir?
In digital front, upfront, you cannot see that the break even that will be happening in 23-24 or 24-25 as a if you see as a profit center per se itself, it is having a wide contributions for the business growth, where it cannot be singled out for to bring the break even for the infra cost we are spending for the digital.
So my last question to Mr. Vahi, he has emerged as a winner where treasury book is concerned over a period when the turmoil in the money market is in large. And despite our CD ratio at 60 today, the investment book has not given shock. So
yeah.
Now a time may be emerging where he may be a match winner in where balance sheet of central bank is concerned. So can I have his outlook for 12 to 24 months?
Yes, thank you, Sushilji. As you are aware that CPI has come below 6, though CPI has come below 6, but core inflation is a sticky one, and it is again hovering above 6. In our view, our in-house view is that there will be at least one rate hike in the ensuing policy, and thereafter there can be a pause for a couple of bi-monthly policy. So thereafter a fresh look will be taken only after the actual inflation numbers, because this time CPI has come down basically only because of vegetable prices. So we feel that there won't be much of rate hike, and going forward till March 24, there is no sign of actually rates of interest coming down. So till then we are immune to the rate hikes, and further it's the right time to in fact build some duration. So that whenever a reversal happens, we are also able to encash the bond value. So with these views only we are moving, and as you know that rightly at present the AFS portfolio, SLR AFS portfolio is very lean. So we would like to build up in coming months, and irrespective of even a couple of rate hikes, because ultimately from March 24 onwards, it is very much expected that reversal should happen. So this is the view. That's all. We'll work on that.
Thank you for the reply and congratulations and best wishes for the years to come.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star in one. The next question is on the line of Ashok Ajmera from Ashcon Global. Please go ahead.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity again. Sir, one is on our cost to income ratio, though improved from 61.02 to 57.02, but still it is on the higher side. That's what I feel as compared to some of the other banks. So your comments, so number one on that. And secondly, on the slippage front, so we are controlling it very well. Even in this quarter also there was a lot of improvement, but going forward in this coming quarter, I would like to know from recovery, I mean Puri Sagar, that how are we placed when you know half of this month has already gone and 2.5 months are left. Is there any kind of signals we are getting, or this number will be improved further on the slippages as well as on the recovery?
See, as far as the recovery part is concerned, if you see the SMA slide, that will give you a clear indication, because in our slide we have given both above 5 crores and below 5 crores. That is the entire
yes.
portfolio we have given for the better clarity. So if you see that the 6.66 is the total SMA portfolio, wherein SMA 2 is only 1.65. And going with the previous quarter, the way we have controlled the slippages, this
yes.
time also, though our guidance earlier was around 0.80, now we are at 0.36. So our endeavor will always will be below 0.5. So that may not give any shocks to us, because we know the now accounts, we know each as far as the 5 crores and above, which is very, very less, 879 crores, where SMA 2 is 125 crores. So it's all very negligible numbers that we will be able to control the slippages.
And this cost to income, and sir, connected
cost,
with this
cost
ROA?
Cost to income I already explained in my opening remarks. That 57, whatever the amount that is, enhanced that is you are seeing,
yes.
is it because of the, you know, evening out the requirements of the March quarter for this December itself we have accounted for, whatever the requirements that may come for the March. If you see March to March, then it will give a very fair idea about the cost to income ratio. Otherwise, the numbers what you have for December is padded up figures for the upfront requirements we have taken care in December.
So the other colleague also had asked the same question, that like in that case, do we expect the reduction, as compared to this quarter in the next quarter on the cost side, when you say that 400-500 crore out of that 120 crore you explained.
but another 350 or 80 crore you said you upfronted from March. So I think the March quarter should be better from the cost to income point of view also and overall operating cost point of view also, sir?
Advinaji, there will be two components. One, you see, my operating profit is consistently showing a growth. So next quarter also we expect that our interest income should go up substantially. So that will help me reduce my cost to income ratio. Secondly, on an estimate basis, we have taken what would have been the provision up to March 2023 required for terminal dues. And we have tried to take major portion of this. Now, in March, if the rates also go down slightly, in that case, my requirement here will go down. Third was the 90 crores, the provision for the wage revision that we have done. So that will continue at, say, 30 crores per quarter, per month we'll have to do. So next quarter also, this around 130-135 crores, this outgo will be there. But the cost to income ratio will definitely come down.
Oh, that's great, sir. Any guidance on the ROA for the whole year now, the March 23?
See, already we have achieved the guidance what we have given.
0.50, yeah.
Oh, so the, now you take it as a floor only. Whatever that happens upside, you know, that we will come back in April for the March number.
Yes, sir. Okay, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Great number, sir.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Some urgent call is coming. Just I will be excusing myself from here. Our executive directors and CFO will be attending to the queries of the other participants.
Sure, sir.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star in one. The next question is from the line of Sushil Choksi from Indus Equity Advisors. Please go ahead.
Sir, my last question, if any of the EDs or CFO can answer.
Yes,
please. Our government is holding at the current level of in 90s. Some of the other peer banks are talking of dilution led by SEBI or government directive. I'm not too sure. Is any news from our side?
Mr. Sushil, actually this dilution of government share is not in our hands. It is not in our purview also. And it will not be right place to comment on that. That is a purely GOI call. But going forward, we will be definitely raising some capital in this quarter, maybe tier 2 capital, that is envisaged. But otherwise, dilution, we are not able to comment at this.
No, tier 2, tier 1, I understand. I was just asking equity because Bank of Maharashtra and Bank of India.
Tier 2, definitely we are. We'll be trying in this quarter. We are already had some initial interaction with the players, and we will be continuously engaging with them for this, and we may come up with some tier 2 bond issue in the early part of February.
Thank you, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star in one. Participants in the conference, if you wish to ask a question, you may please press star in one.
So if there is no other observation, shall we?
So we don't have any more questions.
Right.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. That was the last question. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Raju Baranwal for his closing comments.
Thank you, sir, for giving the opportunity, and thank you, participants, for joining us. So, Hello.
Yes, please go ahead.
Yes, sir. So you would like to say something in your closing comments?
I thank once to all the analysts present here for sparing their valuable time. My sincere thanks to them, and we look forward for their continuous interest in our bank and the numbers. We assure you that the performance will even be much better in the coming quarter also. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Antique Stock Broking, that concludes this conference call. We thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.
Thank you.